Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on this ummah given a very great favor, and especially Allah ta'ala has given us the various deeds, multitudes of deeds that apparently seem very small and minor, and we human beings consider them as minor, but Allah ta'ala has instilled great treasures within those deeds. And we, due to our laziness, our ignorance, and we could say poor yaqeen, weak certainty or faith, we lose out on these deeds. There are such deeds, from these so-called small deeds, a person can attain so much benefit. For example, a person, he may have a worry, concern, he tries hard, he goes onto the wrong path, he does wrong actions. That how can I fulfill my desires, my demands of life? And those same demands or desires, Allah Ta'ala has given us such deeds, amal, that if we implement those amal, then immediately we'll get the worldly things that we need. So why don't we do these things? Now this is a unique question. We could say, as I said, laziness, lack of iman, lack of belief, certainty, or the trickery of shaitan, that we don't adopt those deeds that we should. We say they're minor, they're not important, we don't pay attention to them. In comparison to that, we'll work hard on other actions. As I said, we'll adopt wrong actions or wrong means, and we won't get to the conclusion. For example, if we think, how important is health for us? Health. Every man has desire that my age, I want to have a long age, long life, a good health. And we are all concerned about this, aren't we? We all want good health. Every man has a desire, I want a long life. And I want to live longer so I can do good things. This is called an elongated life with health, no medicines, and the health is good, strong, your age is increased. This is the desire for everyone, isn't it? And what can a person do if he doesn't get this? Nothing. We try our best, somebody's exercising, somebody's taking vitamin supplements, medicines, so that my health can become better, I can become stronger. Okay, fine, that's good. In the same way, if we look at another issue that we have in life, which is in our society, in our homes, in our families, that which person is there who doesn't have an issue in life? Which person doesn't have the desire that I go home, there's khair, barakat, peace, blessings, everyone at home is happy, we all have love and mutual muhabbat, and the children have good respect, and everything at home's running smoothly. This is called khair, goodness and barakat, blessings coming at home, into the house. Is this a minor thing? This is a massive, massive gift of Allah, treasure. And personally, let's look inside our homes. Everything's present, food and artifacts, but there's no unity. There's arguments. There's no unity amongst the children. Husband and wife don't have unity. There's no unity amongst the family. So tell me, will those things be useful to us? It's like poison. That home is not looked upon nicely. Everything looks bad or seems bad. And this is all worries. These are worries and distress. And that, for example, if somebody tells you, I've got this issue at home. I've got problems with my earnings. There are issues at home, etc. So for that, then a person adopts the wrong means. He starts to consume haram. He does wrong actions. And he goes worse and deeper into sin. And whatever situation was bad, it gets worse. But a person doesn't turn to Allah. This is the worst thing. He doesn't seek those deeds in which Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden the solutions, the cures for our wrongs and our problems. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then who doesn't want that our spiritual life should be good, so we should get paradise in the hereafter, and the saliheen and the abideen of the past, we should get their maqams and rank, and we should be also included amongst those who are good. Obviously, those who Allah Ta'ala has given the rewards of piety, that we should start to get those. Is this a minor desire? Look at all the desires we've just discussed, and this is a great desire. Does everybody want to be in a nice way, in a pious way? Isn't it? Is there anyone who doesn't want to be pious or good? Everyone wants to be. I want to be healthy, I want a long life, and I want an easy death, And in my home, I want goodness and happiness and blessings. And I want my maqam spiritually to be high. So I'm included amongst those who are pious before us, those who Allah Ta'ala likes. Good desires, all of these things, aren't they? Nabi al-Kareem, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of the two worlds, stated, and to his khadim-e-khas, his special khadim, Hazrat Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, he stated to him, he told him, he informed him, and this hadith is in the Fadail, that, shall I tell you an action which for you will be very beneficial in your life? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, who is he telling? He's telling Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, but he's addressing the ummah. How today we are desperate for this in our society. We are all upset, maybe in different ways. We have issues, negatives. And we should be certain that if the Prophet ﷺ is telling us the solution, grab hold of the solution. Grab hold of it. If your yaqeen is strong, then the action will be strong. Yaqeen first, then you get it. If you don't have yaqeen, Quran won't give you anything. If you don't have yaqeen in Allah, Allah won't give you anything. First strengthen your yaqeen, certainty, conviction, then you will get the results. This is the case, isn't it? Yes. So brothers, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, O Prophet of Allah, this is very good. I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith now. This is a fantastic thing that you are telling me, you are stating from your blessed words, you're stating that this action will be very beneficial for you. So how beneficial it will be must be great. Please tell me quickly so I can adopt it and bring it into my life. And he wasn't concerned, oh, it's a minor action. Those great personalities, the Sahaba, were prepared to practice deeds as big as a mountain. Large as much. They didn't say, oh, this is hard. How can I do this? They had a big desire to practice. Now, compared to this, if you are told that every day during the day, for example, I'm giving you an example, that 25 nafal extra units of salat to pray, you say, oh, it's very difficult. And what's he getting? What are you getting? Tell me. Yeah? Great things you are getting. He's not seeing that. We don't say, oh, that other actions we do from which we'll get zero. If Allah is saying that if you pray 25 rakah nafil, you'll get this result. We won't even pray those 25 units of nafil. And the whole deen is hidden in following the guidance. Allah Ta'ala has given us the hukam to do amal, practice, and behind that He's kept many rewards. When we say aqimus salah, pray salah, then Allah has given us the hukam to pray salah. But after praying, there are many rewards as well. It's not just this that Allah is saying, pray salah. Allah could say, just pray and there's nothing, no reward, nothing. Just pray salah, I'm ordering you. How can we dare not to pray if Allah is ordering us? Can we dare not to pray? Allah says, pray. That's it, no reward, nothing. Just pray, because I'm telling you, for the sake of it. Fast. Allah Ta'ala could say, no reward, just fast, I'm ordering you. Will we fast or not? Of course we'll fast. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, no, I'll give you the reward first, then I'll tell you the amal after. Subhanallah, Allah is so merciful, bountiful. Allah wakes us up for Fajr. Afterwards, first He gives us the reward. You've woken up, you prayed Fajr, Salah. This is my hukam. I order you. I won't leave you empty-handed. I'll give you so many rewards, you will come back with a full treasure chest. But we don't practice. We're mad. We're foolish. Think about it. Think about it. Why? Because rust has come onto our hearts and minds. On our hearts is what? Rust. Zang. And when the rust comes off, then the solution comes. How does the rust come off? When the rust comes off, then the paths are clear, transparent. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us tariqah, method, how do we do it? But because there's rust on our hearts, doesn't take effect. And why does the rust come on? The rust comes on what? The Quran says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَدٌ. Yes, that your hearts, Allah Ta'ala says, that they are filled with rust, intense rust. So Allah has given tariqah, don't worry, don't be upset, I'll give you the method, the rust will come off. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, remember me, kathira, in abundance, say subhanallah. That's the method. One person came to me, one individual, just a few days ago. He was in a bad state, debt, problems, issues, business, fallen, collapsed, flopped, millions, bad state, upset, depression, all night long he doesn't sleep, very bad situation. Just a few days ago, I'm telling you, a few days ago. Then, if you were to see him, you'd be upset yourself. I don't know what medicines he took that he came, he knocked, I said, is he mad? What's that? I don't meet anyone at home. He came to my home. I said, who's this who's knocking on the door? This man opened the door and he had lost consciousness. He was upset. I said, what's the issue? He said, "Are you Peer Sahab?" I said, "I'm not Peer Sahab. There's no peer here, lives here. I'm just a man, normal man. Please order me, instruct me. What would you like me to do? If peer, then go to the peer's house. I'm just a normal person. If there's something I can assist with you or help you, tell me." He said, "Is this your name?" I said, "Yes, this is my name. You've come to the right house." Subhanallah. He said, "I've got a real need. I'm upset." I said, "Let's talk about your issues after. Let's drink tea together." I said, "Come inside." I gave him tea, zamzam, water, dates. He's surprised that I've come to get help, and he's giving me food and tea and snacks. And I put him to rest because he was upset. I said, "Yes, please. Now, what is your issue?" He's satisfied. He was at ease. He said, "I can't sleep." He started telling me his story of life. I said, "This is nothing." I said, "There are bigger issues than this. People in hospital, big, massive problems. So what shall I do?" I said, "Don't do anything." I said, "Just correct your heart. Everything will be fine." He said, "My heart? How do I correct my heart? That I don't feel like praying salah. I don't feel like reading Quran. I don't want to go to the masjid to pray in salah. I've left everything." I said, "When did I say to you to pray salah?" I said, "When did I tell you to pray salah? When did I instruct you?" I didn't tell you to pray salah. I said to you to correct your heart, reform your heart, improve your heart. This is just a few days ago. He said, "Is it?" He said, "Tell me then, how do I do this formula? Let me try this out as well." He said, "Let me try this out as well. I'm not a peer, I'm not a sheikh, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a fakir. I'm just telling you what the Prophet of Allah told his sahaba, his noble companions." I said, "That's all I'm telling you. That's it. Say subhanallah, subhanallah." I said, he said, "Where have you pulled this from, this action, this formula?" I said, "No taweez, no water, no dam, nothing. I'm telling you the words that were transmitted to the holy, to the sahaba, noble companions." And he made his yaqeen strong, conviction strong. He said, "Tell me the dhikr." I said, "First, purify yourself. If you want to learn dhikr, before you learn dhikr, you have to purify yourself. Before you pray salah, you have to purify yourself." I said, "Purify yourself?" He said, "Of wudu." I said, "No, not this wudu. This wudu you've done, dhahiri. That dhikr will go inside, or is it going to be outside? Say subhanallah." So he said, "Dhikr will go inside, it will permeate inside." So I said, "Do ghusl inside, purify yourself inside." He said, "How do I do that?" I said, "I will make you do that." I said, "Forget looking." He said, "Is there a bucket or a shower or soap?" I said, "Come close." I said, "You don't need water." I said, "Allah's Nabi says, and whatever He told us, I will tell you to do that spiritual ghusl. Say subhanallah, subhanallah." He said, "How do I do that?" I said, "Very simple formula. Come on. Let's present ourselves in the court of Allah. I will tell you the kalamat of tawbah, repentance. Allah will bathe you Himself. Allah will purify you Himself. I won't bathe you. I won't give you the water, the cleaning agent. Allah will wash you. You'll be so purified and clean that Allah will make you an angel." An angel. He said, "Is it?" I said, "Yes, I'm not saying. The Quran is saying this." He said, "Okay, this sounds very good." He did tawbah. He repented. He purified himself spiritually. Then, subhanallah. After that, his color changed, his form changed, his life changed. I'm telling you about amal, brothers, the Quran. He did tawbah, he repented inside internally. Hasbi tawfiq, the methodology that my Paisal has told me, this is my achievement. I've got no miracles, no method. My Hazrat Nur al-Marqada, may Allah Ta'ala elevate his great rank. Whatever he ordered me, that people will come to you, distressed, upset, tell them this dhikr. Teach them this dhikr. So he gave me the formula. He injected the current into me. It's his current, my Shaykh. Alhamdulillah. When the Shaykh gives the hukam, then his current comes into the body, into the life, spiritual current. So I said, "Look, I'll give you dhikr. I'll teach you dhikr." I told him, "Qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. How much shall I do?" He said, "How many days?" I said, "This is not wazifa. I'm not telling you repetitions. Do it all the time until death. You continue to do this. This is dhikr of Allah. It's not wazifa, 30 days, 50 days, and then you expire." He said, "Will I be able to do it easily?" I said, "Yes, easily." So I made his heart alive with dhikr. I said that your heart won't, you won't need to be pushed. Your heart will automatically do dhikr. Sometimes you'll understand it, sometimes you understand it, but the heart will not cease. I am not telling you that do this X, Y, Z. Just sit, focus on your heart, and you don't need to do anything else. So mashallah, alhamdulillah. He now, if you see him, I'll give the example after that. I left him. 40 days, after 40 days, again, knock, same scene, front door. I said, "Who's come to my door again?" Now he's the same man, but alhamdulillah, he was looking different. He was looking different. White libas, imama, alhamdulillah. And he had noor light on his face and solid practice. I said, "Huh? Open the door. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. MashaAllah. He said, oh, my dunya has changed. My dunya has changed. He said, rust has come off. I was this before, dark, black. I'm telling you his words. He said, I didn't feel like praying. He said that if I prayed ever, never did I pray Sunnatul Muqaddah. Never did I pray Nafal. He said, now my situation is, I'm telling you, that 3 hours in advance, he said, 3 hours from the morning I sat down in Maraqabah, I was doing dhikr of Allah, now I've come to you. 3 hours I was doing dhikr of the heart. He said, I don't feel like going to work. Dunya. These were his words, I'm telling you. Allahu Akbar. He said that, so he said, my situation is such and I don't feel like run after the dunya, thinking about dunya, the taste that's come into my life, in my body, in my heart. And I don't know about problems or worries or distress or issues. I've forgotten everything. Now him, the sunnah ghair muqaddah that he left, now the situation is such that nothing does he leave at all. Nothing, tahajjud, nawafil, optional, voluntary, everything is in his life. So this is, my brothers, when the rust comes off, then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words are understood clearly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, we say though, I don't have rust on my heart, I'm not sinful, I'm not lazy. How can this be? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu said that you're living in the world and the dirt of the world won't come on your heart. How can this be? Who are you? Are you an angel? So when you do dhikr continuously, the rust will come off continuously. So strengthen your yaqeen, your conviction. So three things have been explained here. Three things. Very beneficial to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, who explained to him that I will do this. What are these three things? Number one, alhamdulillah, there is no deed that is too hard. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you see my ummati, what should you do? That you should say assalamu alaikum to the ummati. Subhanallah. What should you do? Ishfu salam. Propagate salam. Do we propagate salam? If we just come to the masjid, we'll stand at the back. If there's someone you know, you just twist your mouth a little bit. You won't twist your mouth even. You'll say, oh, let him say salam to me first. Why should I say salam to him? The lips don't even move. The jaw doesn't even drop to say salam. Musa hukam hai? Rasulullah said, my ummati, whichever ummati cross your path, doesn't matter who are you, where do you live, are you from Baruj, Surati, from here, what's your village, do I know you, are you my family relative? No. You see a person and you understand he's a ummati of Rasulullah, what do we do first? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's it. Propagate salah, initiate. Rasulullah said, you initiate the salam and Allah will take care of all of your affairs. Yes, if your age, your life and your health doesn't increase, then complain. Then complain. So we need to adopt this practice in our lives, my brothers. Bring it into your lives. Our lips are zipped. Our lips are sealed. You don't need to shake hands. Shaking hand is not the genuine article. The sunnah is what? To mutter it from the lips. We emphasize a lot on shaking the hands. Musafaha, musafaha. No, no. The real action is salam from the lips. From the lips. When you see someone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is what we need to emphasize on. Physically, people who are big shots, so called, their pride and their takabbur and their fussiness will come down to earth. When these things finish, then the age, the life, the years will increase. Remember this. Don't be haughty. You'll be happy in your longer life. Don't be haughty in pride. Will we do this, brothers? Initiate salam. Number one, that was. Yes? What's number two? Number two, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you go back home, the first action you need to do as soon as you enter the door of the house is that you have to say to your family loudly, assalamu alaikum. What's this salam? This salam is the propagation of peace. This is a very big dua. Qawlun salamun. Allah says in the Quran that this is the dua for the people of paradise. Allah Ta'ala likes this so much. Allah Ta'ala prefers this so much. When Allah prefers something, any kalam, any statement, tell me how many barakat and blessings there will be inherent within. This is so blessed. Allah Ta'ala has kept sealed intact in Jannah. Salamun qawmun. Allah Ta'ala says that I've told you in the Quran clearly that there's such a great, great reward for those people in the hereafter. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Isn't this in the Quran? Surah Yasin, you recite this, don't you? What a great kalama. Allah says that from your Rabb, Allah's your Rabb, your Lord, and He has initiated the salam and the peace. So in this dunya, Allah says when you adopt this practice, then the barakat of Jannah will come into your life. Yes, the fighting at home, the quarrels will end, haram will end, and disputes will end, and the people who are within themselves not united, this will end. First and foremost, what do the people, the pious elders, teach their children? That when you come home, propagate salam. Spread salam. Yes, twinkle, twinkle little star is what we teach our children when they're kids. Yes, my son, please read to me, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Read to me the nursery rhymes and poems. Apart from this, our children know nothing. Teach your children salam. Teach them the recitation. Yes, I'm shocked. There's a young little girl, 3 years old probably, with difficulty. And she came to see me. I said, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Probably she's from that angle. She said, mother said, read Surah Fatiha. Subhanallah. So beautifully did she recite Surah Fatiha that I taped it, I recorded it straight away. So beautiful was her voice. She recited with such beautiful. And she said, my daughter, recite the next surah. She recited the next surah. I felt like that I should play it to all of you. Play it to you. We should be ashamed. There's such wasteful nonsense things we teach our children. Swearing, abuse, and programs. And then we say that we want our children to be kutubs. Junaid Baghdadi. And we hope. And we don't have the deen inside our lives ourselves. And we say, oh, go to madrasa and become this and scholars. First initiate the learnings that Rasulullah taught us. That these are so-called minor actions, but the results will become massive, massive. Thousands of negatives will come out of your life. The children, we don't pay attention to their libas, their appearance. Soon as they're born, twinkle, twinkle, little star. What's the next nursery rhyme? What's the next thing we're going to teach them? Yes, soon as they grow up, then they leave the deen. They leave the deen. They shun the deen. But to correct the children, first bring deen into your own life. So that's two things. Number one, to increase the length of your life, to have barakat in your home, in your family, in your houses. This has been told to us, isn't it? And if we want to have a great daraja, we want higher rank, we want to be included amongst the pious elders, the pious predecessors, ghaus, qutab, those people are the titles. The third formula, Rasulullah told us, look how the Prophet looked after the ummah. So much he looked after the ummah. He stated, do one action, you go to pray salah, don't you? Allah's Nabi said, so when you see that the sun is about to set, subhanAllah, what is about to do? Sorry, the sun is about to rise, have a look, it's rising. Then it comes with thousands of messages. Thousands, millions and millions of messages are coming to our lives at that time. Khair or barakah, nur, light descends at that time. Our pious elder says it's the time for nur, light. It's the time of nur, the time of light. When we're sleeping, snoring, talking nonsense, not waking up. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, at that time, do one action. What is that? Subhanallah. That pray salah 4 rakah, subhanAllah. You know, ishraq, the 4 units of salah at the time of sunrise, and your darajat, your rank, your status will become such that the people who are pious predecessors, they were, their barakat and their virtues will start to come into your life. You'll attain the same virtues and blessings. And before that, if you do dhikr, say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. If you do dhikr before sunrise, soon as the morning time comes, initiate your day with dhikr. Join it if someone's coming in between, someone's interfering. We don't have yaqeen. We don't have certainty. If we were to realize that now, money is going to be attained, khairat in the morning, you're all going to get £1,000 each a check. Will you get late there? First, you will get there in the queue. First, you'll stand there hours in advance. Then in the morning, I'm going to get a £1,000 check. Will somebody come in between? Oh, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out. Leave that. If you see right now, if there's a sale in a shop, we'll all flock there. That you'll go with your mattresses and sleep with your quilts overnight. That one cardigan there, that cardigan's reduced by £2. What kind of people are we? And Jannah, the bargain of Jannah, we're making a fast. Someone's coming in between. We're not remembering Allah. Someone sat there with their back. With this yaqeen, we'll get nothing. You'll stay like donkeys. Worse than donkeys. Don't have yaqeen. I don't have adab. No manners, no recognition. No awareness, no desire, no shock, no passion. I'm shocked when I see that. What kind of people are these? What will you get these people who have no desire? The sale, and the people go the night before in the winter with their mattress and quilt. Am I wrong? Look for yourself. In the winter, there's a line 1 mile long. Why are you here? Oh, we're going to buy shopping. Women, men, more than the us. Us people, mu'mineen, mu'minat. Muslimin wal muslimat. Subhanallah. They go to the sale the night before and they're sleeping in the mattress under the quilts in the cold weather to get a bargain. They stood there and Allah is announcing that if, along with that, if you were to have in your, only those who have kismah, destiny, they, even then we make a fuss. We complain that we come late without any reason, praying salah somewhere else. Oh, servants of Allah, that if you've got a great action, a great gathering like this, the Kaaba, for example, is here and you're going somewhere else. Where the Kaaba is, you should get there. You should arrive there. Subhanallah, will you stand in front of the picture? So the fairs is coming physically from the Kaaba. Where are you going? I'm going somewhere else. That's what we should try to do, is that where the pillar of fairs is, the pray your salah in the night there. Because in the morning, Allah is going to distribute His rahmah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is yaqeen. These are the people of certainty. The morning is far away. Night prayer, they pray there. That I've come in the night, I want to see where I'm going to sit, because I'm going to come in the morning, do dua in the night. Allah, bring me back here in the morning. Do dua in the night. Allah, bring me back in the morning. Make a habit that in the night, when Isha Salah ends, then you should lament and tremble. Allah, morning will come. Allah, when the morning comes, please include me in that gathering in such a way that Fajr time I'm there, and until Ishraq I'm sat there doing your dhikr. Tell me, how many people do this dua in the night? How many? Nobody does it. Nobody. We're asking about other things in the morning. You realize when they're coming in the morning to do dhikr with fuss, making a fuss and complaining, brother, sleep where you are. No point, no need to come. Why do you trouble yourself coming, complaining? This is our yaqeen. And those who have yaqeen, certainty, when I see them, they come from other cities, scarpering on their masjids and their cities to pray salah. But they have yaqeen, no. The salah, I'm going to get enjoyment there, because khairat and the booty is going to be distributed there. And I'm not going to enjoy praying salah anywhere. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Are these words penetrating your heart, or am I wasting my breath? Is there change coming to your minds and hearts or not? So these are the pillars of progression. Progression. That people say, mashallah, you've got a higher rank status. Forget about people praising you. Allah's given a straightforward deen. Do it and take it. Do it and take it. There's no taking without doing. Put yaqeen, conviction, desire, cry, beg Allah for the opportunity. Make yourself a beggar in front of Allah. Beggar. You can't attain rewards without doing. Allah, you've given me this gathering. What a great majlis. If you want to pray salah, Allah is saying that I'm giving you thawab of awabeen. And if you get dhikr, then I'll tell you this hadith with the fadail of virtues included in it. The pious elders have presented this hadith, a beautiful, unique hadith, that if you get dhikr, for example, with your salah, will you get late? That, for example, if there's a sale and a bargain and you get £100 check as well on top of that, then boy, we'd go mad to get there early. Hours before, I'll say, the 3 weeks before, we'll go and join that queue. That it's going to be a bargain and I'll get £100 check. And Allah Ta'ala's great, great ni'mah on this ummah. Allah is saying, I'll give you this reward. And if you sit and do my dhikr and you wait for that time, example, the sunrise, every day along with dhikr, if you do this action, what will you get? You will get 1 million hoors assigned to your name. 1 million palaces will be assigned to your name. Tell me. 1 million mansions in which there will be 1 million hoors and 1 million servants will be assigned to you. So is there anything else we need after this, my brothers? We say, I just want Jannah, Allah, even that's good enough for me. Even that's good enough for me. So me and you, can we not do this action? We keep crying, complaining. No, 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 no. Why do I need to do this? It's important. It takes too long. Does it take? How long does it take? That all these actions are telling me after Fajr Salah in the morning to do dhikr. Doesn't even take 1 hour. And in that 1 hour, we'll chit chat. If I get a friend, how are you, Ki Allah? How's your business? When did you go to Pakistan? What's going on there? How's your shop? What stock do you sell? Did you do this 10 years ago? We chit chat. Gossip. 1 hour we'll waste doing that. And there, 1 hour, how much can you earn for the hereafter? If you remember Allah after Fajr, many people have learned dhikr. Alhamdulillah, they've learned dhikr. But nobody comes to dhikr. Nobody comes to Fajr. If they come, they come late. They come in between. They join the majlis late. They come with a broken heart, complaining. They sit at the back. Right at the back. They've got doubts. Is this the desire we have? I remember when Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat Grami Qadar, when I used to go to his gathering for dhikr, it was so cold there. You know, in Registan, in January, DG Khan area, I had a blanket wrapped around me. And it was cold, the hands were freezing, there was no heating there, no central heating, no boiler. Alhamdulillah. 45 minutes before we'd stand outside the Khanqah to welcome our Sheikh to the Salah. 45 minutes before. I'm talking about Fajr Salah in the dark, in the cold. This is because the barakat of the Sheikh, we desire that our Sheikh will come, the Wali Allah. We're going to learn the name of Allah, recite the name of Allah. Cold water, ice cold water, we're doing wudu with that. It is frosty and freezing, no heater, the cold wind is blowing. We stood there 45 minutes before. Not that we're showing off, and Allah, so we're saying, Allah, thousands of times over, it's your mercies upon us. If you didn't give us this, what would we do? And imagine there's heaters there, boilers, warm water, nice lush thick carpets, installations, lights, the sheikh's begging us. And we're making fuss, no, pray Salah in another masjid, I don't need to come. No one else comes, why do we need to come? And we want to become Junaid Baghdadi. Zero minus will become, I tell you. All our life will complain, we'll get nothing. In comparison to that, I'll give you an example. That brother, all 40 days after he came to my door, and he knocked. And I can't imagine telling you how he changed. I'm not telling you everything about him yet. After 40 days, he became a high level human being in tasawwuf. I can't tell you everything. Reason? Because his yaqeen was strong and he sat himself down and he changed himself, he improved himself. So these are the three formulas Rasulullah has told us. And how will we get this? First, initiate salam. What is the reward we got? Due to what? When? When our yaqeen is strong that these formulas the Prophet has given us, they're right, true. When you have desire, when you've designed your heart that I have given salam to this person, I'll get this reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, initiate salam. Propagate salam first. Say it first. Then you'll say salam to everyone around you. Anyway, all these are words. Everything I've said is me. I am wrong. I am the worst. You are better than me. I am presenting my negatives so that I can at least dare to do good. Because there's only a little bit of time left. And the life is about to end. The candle is going to blow out soon. So do dua for each other. That for me, I'm the weakest person. Please do dua for me, mashallah. You are pious people. You are jannati sat in front of me. I'm just crying in front of you, my broken heart. And because I'm weak, because I don't have yaqeen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all yaqeen and tawfiq. Ameen.
شفيع المظلمين دعوة يزين الحبيب والأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا إننا آمنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اكتحاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اكتحاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اكتحاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا Yajavi Allamudad, Ishvamudadino, Yajavi Allamudad, Ishvamudadino, Yajavi Allamudad, Ishvamudadino, Allahumma bina fi badni, Allahumma bina fi sami, Allahumma bina fi basri, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina, qurrata عين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.